Republican Thomas Kane says he and others are frustrated by what he calls a lack of urgency. The House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi calls it an indictment of the continued failure to meet the nation's security needs. Congressman Bart Stupak says the administration spends more money in Iraq in 2 days than it has since 9/11 on making sure that first responders can communicate with each other. Another kidnapping in Iraq. Authorities say masked gunmen grabbed a French engineer off the streets of Baghdad. 5 other Westerners have been captured in the last 10 days, including 4 Christian peace activists. Meanwhile, the U.S. has confirmed another American fatality in Iraq. A soldier, a member of Task Force Baghdad, killed yesterday when his patrol was hit by a roadside bomb. More than 2,100 Americans have died in Iraq since the war began. A former Iraqi prime minister has died at the U.S. military hospital in Baghdad. Hamza al-Zubaydi was one of the top leaders from the Saddam Hussein era to be captured in Iraq. A U.S. military spokesman says he died of heart failure Friday at the age of 67. George Bush has some blunt words for U.S. companies that underfund their pension plans and also for lawmakers considering pension reform. Bush telling the CEOs you should put enough money in the account, and he's telling Congress he will veto any pension bill that isn't up to scratch. Experts estimate more than 40 million Americans are covered by pension plans that lack sufficient funding. The total shortfall said to top $450 billion. Saddam Hussein angrily confronted the judge at his trial in Baghdad today, warning him he would be held accountable someday. At one point, the Iraqi leader was so angry he threw some papers. He told the court he wanted one witness examined by a medical institution. Before the trial adjourned, Saddam insisted he had followed constitutional prerogatives after he was targeted for assassination. This is Air America Radio.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
strategy in Iraq is clear. Our tactics are flexible and dynamic. We have changed them as conditions required, and they are bringing us victory against a brutal enemy.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Malloy here on Air America. It's about 7 past the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Yeah, we're back. A great big thank you to Peter Werby, who sat in for us all last week. We really appreciate it, Peter. It was a great show, a series of great shows. We had a bunch of emails that came in regarding Peter's work on this network and this program. I hope we're going to use him again. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it a great deal. Beats the hell out of reruns, doesn't it? Huh? That little sound clip you just heard is from Bush's speech at, where was he, Kathy, the Naval Academy last Friday? I heard Janine talking about this on Janine and Sam's program this evening. Oh, it was Wednesday? Okay. I heard Janine and Sam talking about this, mostly Janine tonight on Majority Report, about this new addition to the Bush crime family. Matter of fact, I on our blog site at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy, I wrote about this earlier this morning. So it was with a lot of interest. I heard Janine talking about it, Janine and Sam talking about it. This guy named Peter Fever. Not Johnny Fever, Peter Fever, who has been hired by the Bush crime family to find just enough Americans who are willing to buy even further into the lies of the Bush crime family regarding Iraq to push Bush's poll numbers up to the point where the entire Republican Party doesn't crash and burn during the off-year elections next November. This is the reason they've hired Peter Fever. He apparently is a professor, or was a professor, or is a professor at Duke University in North Carolina. He's a pollster. Now, you know, this is the guy, or I should say he represents a field that the Bush crime family swears they never pay any attention to. We don't govern by polls. What a pig's ass. That's all they do is govern by polls. That's the name of the game with the Bush crime family. Polls, polls, polls. Fever apparently is a great believer in war, as long as he doesn't have to fight it. Now, I know he holds a commission in Naval Reserve, I believe. Whoa! Big whoop! Put on the uniform, jerk wad, and go on over and fight and kill some people. Huh? Do that, Mr. Fever. He's a great believer in war as long as he doesn't have to fight it, just like these other Republicans. But the reason they put him in the forefront here and turned him into a Bush speechwriter is because he's an expert on how to manipulate public opinion into support for war, sort of like the Nazi high command back in the 30s, yes, indeed. Now, Fever is good at this. No matter the legitimacy of a particular conflict, no matter whether or not the war was entered into based on false assumptions, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Fever's theory is that we sheep here in America, we suckers, We who contribute the bodies to go die and kill in this war, we fools, we morons here in Atlanta, here in America, will accept a war, Bush's war, with high casualties if someone just keeps telling us that the war eventually will be won. Huh? Just like the Nazis. Just like Stalin, just like, you know, whoever it is, any tyrant in the history of this country starts from that supposition. Well, stay with me. We're going to win this thing. We really are. It was all based on lies, all based on deception, all based on fraud, unethical behavior, immorality. But stay with me, okay? And besides, if you question or abandon me now, you are dishonoring the dead. So they've hired Peter Fever. He's the one who has been adding phrases to Bush's speeches lately, such as this, quote, "We will honor the fallen by staying the course and finishing what we've started." Doesn't make any matter. It matters not whether or not the war is legitimate. Matters not. what the truth was that got us into the war. Nothing. Nothing. It's incredible. The Bush propaganda ministry has ordered up this new tactic to keep a certain percentage of us sheep from plunging even further into negative numbers where it concerns this fraudulent, criminal, hateful, filthy administration. Victory. 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 Keep saying it! Victory. Victory. Victory in Iraq! Victory! Victory! I've just got a couple of sound bites for you. Even the title of this uber Orwellian speech has the word victory in it. It's the President outlines a strategy for victory in Iraq. Let me tell you something, you half-wit. Anybody with an eighth grade education can tell any member of the Bush crime family the war was lost the day we invaded. Talk about staying on message. Listen to this. These thugs will stay on message even if the message is nothing more than more of their sickening lies. Listen to just a couple of flashes here of this outrageous propaganda. And tell me, do you hear any new strategy being proposed here? This is the outline of strategy for victory in Iraq.
This is an enemy without conscience.
Conscience.
And they cannot be appeased.
Cannot.
If we're not fighting and destroying this enemy in Iraq, they would not be idle.
Oh?
They would be plotting and killing Americans across the world and within our own borders.
Ooh.
By fighting these terrorists in Iraq, Americans in uniform are defeating a direct threat to the American people.
Really?
Against this adversary, there is only one effective response. We will never back down, we will never give in, and we will never accept anything less than complete victory.
Sieg Heil!
Don't you can't?
I will settle for nothing less.
Can't you just see all the arms going up in the Nazi salute? I mean, this cowardly bastard stands in front of military people, once and future military people. That's all he picks. If he stood in front of, oh, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 average American citizens, what would happen? What do you suppose would happen, Truth Seeker? If he had the absolute gall and temerity to stand in front of a group in your city that was not carefully screened, of course. How long do you think he would be on stage before the cream pies and the eggs would start to fly and the boos and the get out of town and you lying bastard and, hey, murderer! Huh? Just one more clip here to give you a flavor of the new and improved propaganda machine. How many times does Bush say victory in this four-sentence soundbite? Thank God this is not a new drinking game.
I will settle for nothing less than complete victory.
You won't?
In World War II, victory came when the Empire of Japan surrendered on the deck of the USS Missouri.
Ooh.
In Iraq, there will not be a signing ceremony on the deck of a battleship. Victory will come when the terrorists and Saddamists can no longer threaten Iraq's democracy.
Oh, yeah.
When the Iraqi security forces can provide for the safety of their own citizens.
Uh-huh.
And when Iraq is not a safe haven for terrorists to plot new attacks on our nation. As we make progress toward victory, Iraqis will take more responsibility for their security.
Yeah.
And fewer U.S. forces will be needed to complete the mission.
Well, in the first place, that's an average of one victory per sentence. You know, to quote the great American poet Elvis Presley, how about a little less conversation, a little more action? How many lies could you find, Truth Seeker, in listening to those four sentences? I will settle for nothing less than complete victory? You're out of your freaking mind. That will never happen. Victory will come when the terrorists and Saddamists can no longer threaten Iraq's democracy. What democracy? In the first place, it's going to be the Islamic Republic of Iraq. That's not a democracy, chuckle nuts. We'll be right back.
Victory!
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
You must not and will not allow the world's worst leaders to hold the United States and our friends and allies blackmail.
Oh, please. Reg emailed me from TVNewsLies.org. She writes, Mike, I ran through the speech No, she says, I ran the speech through the word count feature at Microsoft Word. Bush repeated the word terror or terrorist 50 times in the speech. I wonder how many times he used the word victory. And Joanne emails in, remember Dick Cheney saying a couple of weeks ago he was going to use the Democrats' own words to throw back at them? The media and the Democrats need to do just that, back at the Republicans. Dick Cheney said in 1991, quote, how much credibility is an Iraq government going to have if it's set up by the United States military when it's there? How long does the United States military have to stay to protect the people that sign on for that government, and what happens to it once we leave? End quote. George Bush Sr., in his 1998 book, wrote, quote, we should not march into Baghdad. To occupy Iraq would instantly shatter our coalition, turning the whole Arab world against us, and make a broken tyrant into a latter-day Arab hero. Assigning young soldiers to a fruitless hunt for a securely entrenched dictator and condemning them to fight in what would be an unwinnable urban guerrilla war would only plunge that part of the world into ever greater instability. That is the half-ass's father who said that. And President Chuckle Nuts himself said in 2000, quote, if we don't stop extending our troops all around the world in nation-building missions, then we're going to have serious problem coming down the road. End quote. I like that one by Cheney. How much credibility is an Iraqi government going to have if it's set up by the United States military when it's there? How long does the United States military have to stay to protect the people that sign on for that government? And what happens to it once we leave? Good question, Dick. These folks are getting out of hand. We had a week off of work, which meant we had 9 days off. Well, we had more than that because we took Thursday and Friday, Thanksgiving and Friday, so we had what, 11 days? Is that about right, Kathy? About 11 days of really and truly tuning out. We went to our favorite hideaway vacation spot where it's even difficult to get dial-up on your computer, which is great. The phone service sucks there, what little bit there is. You can use shortwave. That'll work. But it was isolating in a very good sense. And you know, you've done this. When you work in a highly intense business, I don't care if you're tool and die maker, radio talk show host, school teacher, a struggling artist. I don't care what you do. If it's intense and draining emotionally, when you get away, it takes at least 3 days. That's why I think 3-day weekends really suck, where it concerns, oh, well, let's take a break. No, you don't get a break in 3 days. You don't. It takes about 3 days for all those tightly coiled springs to start to relax. That's what happened to us. And after being where we go for the first 3 days, it was like, whew, oh my God. And I didn't realize how tightly wound both Kathy and I had become. I really didn't. And it's been a while, I guess, since we really took time off. I mean, you know, time off. We took one of our weeks of vacation, went to New York, but we worked, didn't we? Yeah, we worked. It was like a working vacation. So just to get away and to clear your mind, which is dangerous. Do you know how dangerous it is to actually clear your mind? Oh, Jesus. Because then you don't have the 24/7 input of CNN or MSNBC or the New York Times, the Washington Post, LA Times, Miami Herald, Atlanta Journal. You don't have that constant input, and all of a sudden it starts to drain out of you. And what takes the place is the stark horror of what these people have done to us, these people being the Bush crime family. In other words, you stop intellectualizing. Wrong pronoun. One stops intellectualizing if one is able to do that. You know, you stop thinking and start feeling, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here. All of a sudden, though, on the blank slate that you turn your brain into, your mind into, the invisible hand comes and starts writing stuff like, Jesus Christ, you know what's going to happen here? Do you know what they're doing? You know, and you kind of sit there and okay, it's time to go for another walk down the beach and find some more seashells. I can't deal with this. Can't deal with this. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I like to work outdoors. It keeps my mind whole.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or,
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649. How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
End Your Day Screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I'm in a car wreck, and I don't even drive, no, no. I'm in a car wreck, and I don't even drive, no. Well, I can see my ghost, but I'm still alive.
25 before the hour. Do you feel that way? Are you in a car wreck? You don't even drive? This is what Bush Jr. Said about Clinton and Kosovo, that particular war. This is quoted in the Houston Chronicle, April 9, 1999. Bush, when he was governor, said, quote, victory means exit strategy. And it's important for the president to explain to us what the exit strategy is, end quote. Now, Russell Mokyber and Robert Weissman, we haven't spoken with them, Kathy, in probably 5 years. I remember having them on the air, I guess, way back when we were probably still with WLS in Chicago. They had a book out. Russell Mokyber is part of the crack White House press corps, or he was. I don't hear from him anymore. On any of the websites I visit, I guess he gave it up. And rightly so. I don't know why this is something else I heard on Sam and Janine's program tonight, why anyone shows up to ask Scott McClellan a question is impossible to fathom. He is a liar. He's a pig. He has nothing to say. And I guess Mokyber and some of these other people said to hell with this and turned in their press passes and left. But Cindy sent this to me, and This comes from to Cindy via Buzzflash. Russell Mokhiber is the editor of the Washington, D.C.-based Corporate Crime Reporter. That's why we had him on. There's a book that he and Weissman wrote. Robert Weissman is editor of the D.C.-based Multinational Monitor, and they are co-authors of On the Rampage, Corporate Predators and the Destruction of Democracy. But this is titled All Things Bright and Beautiful. Listen to this. I will be changing my voice so that you will know what is on the invitation from the White House and what is not. The First Lady today announced the theme for the 2005 holiday season at the White House. It is this: All Things Bright and Beautiful. This year's holiday decorations bring nature's beauty to the White House. White phosphorus, bombs bursting in air, 2,100 American dead. Simple yet elegant decorations highlight creations from the natural world. Exploding pipelines, suicide bombers, death and destruction. Fresh greens, fruit and flowers awaken the sense of smell, taste and sight. Children screaming, limbs severed, blood and guts, coffins, no cameras. The color schemes of tangerine, lime green, and hot pink boldly accent the traditional touches of the holiday decorations. Bright red, gore. The official White House Christmas tree occupies most of the blue room. Black and blue. Civil War. The 18-and-a-half-foot Fraser fir was grown by Earl and Betsy Deal and their children, Meg and Buddy, of Laurel Springs, North Carolina. Corporal John Staldi, 22, of Conroe, Texas, died October 3rd from an improvised explosive device. Specialist Jeremiah W. Robinson, 20, of Mesa, Arizona, died in Baghdad, Iraq, on October 6th. Of injuries sustained there on October 5th when an improvised explosive device detonated. Specialist Joshua Kynock, 23, of Santa Rosa, California, died in Beji, Iraq on October 1st when an improvised explosive device detonated. And their children? Fresh white lilies, crystal garland, and white lights adorn the White House Christmas tree. Thou shalt not kill. Gingerbread White House, view of the North Portico, 100 pounds, that's 34 sheets of gingerbread, 150 pounds of white and dark chocolate, clear poured sugar windows, one strand of white lights inside the gingerbread White House, make it glow. A war of aggression is the supreme international crime. Quote by Robert Jackson, former chief of the U.S. Supreme Court and Nuremberg prosecutor. Volunteers at the White House, 63. The garland, 580 feet. Christmas trees, 18 of them. Wreaths, 204. Christmas cookies, 30,000. Pedophores, 10,000. Truffles, 1,100. Sweet potatoes, 2,100 pounds. Guests touring the White House during the holidays, 45,000. Guests attending receptions during the holidays, 9,500. Countries receiving a Christmas card from the White House, 200. American dead, 2,100 and counting. Iraqi dead, tens of thousands and counting. French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. La da dee 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 dee, la da 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 dee dee dee, la da da da. 10 carpet bombers, 9 phosphorus droppers. I always hope when I take time off, I'm sure you do the same thing. You hope that you get over it, right? You hope you can get away and go, ah, screw it. It's just not worth all the effort. And then when you come back to the real world, you know, immediately plug back in and go, oh, my God, it's not a nightmare. It's not a bad dream. It's not a drug-induced fantasy. It's not acid tripping. It's not a 10-day drunk. This is real. When John Murtha, this comes to us via Alexander Coburn at, what's his website, Kathy? Counterpunch.org. Coburn writes about the incredible significance. Coburn calls it the immense significance of Representative John Murtha's speech back on November 17th, calling for immediate withdrawal from Iraq. Murtha called it redeployment. And as Coburn points out, that speech signals mutiny in the U.S. Senior Officer Corps. Mutiny. According to Coburn, someone who is very close to him and Counterpunch, with nearly 40 years' experience working in around the Pentagon, told Coburn that, quote, the four-star generals picked Murtha to make this speech because he has maximum credibility, end quote. And as Coburn points out, that's true. Even in the U.S. Senate, there's no one that has Murtha standing to deliver the message Murtha delivered, except maybe Robert Byrd. But Senator Byrd from West Virginia was a vehement opponent of the war from the outset, whereas Murtha voted for it and only recently has turned around. So Coburn writes, the four-star generals briefed Murtha and gave him the state-of-the-art data which made his speech so deadly, stinging the White House into panic-stricken and foolish denunciations of Murtha as a clone of Michael Moore. It cannot have taken Cheney, a former U.S. Defense Secretary, more than a moment to scan Murtha's speech and realize the import of Murtha's speech as an announcement that the generals have had enough. Listen once more to what the generals want the country to know, as stated by Representative John Murtha. The future of our military is at risk. Our military and our families are stretched thin. Many say the army is broken. Some of our troops are on a third deployment. Recruitment is down, even as the military has lowered its standards. They expect to take 20% Category 4, which is the lowest category, which they said they'd never take. They have been forced to do that to try to meet a reduced quota. Defense budgets are being cut. Personnel costs are skyrocketing, particularly in health care. Choices will have to be made. We cannot allow promises we have made to our military families in terms of service benefits, in terms of their health care, to be negotiated away. Procurement programs that ensure our military dominance cannot be negotiated away. We must be prepared. The war in Iraq has caused huge shortfalls in our bases at home. I've been to three bases in the United States, and each one of them were short of things they need to train the people going to Iraq. Much of our ground equipment is worn out. Most importantly, this is the most important point. Incidents have increased from 150 a week to over 700 in the last year. Instead of attacks going down over a time when we had additional, more troops, attacks have grown dramatically. Since the revolution at Abu Ghraib, American casualties have doubled. End quote. John Murtha. End quote. The senior military officers in the United States defense establishment. And you wonder why Bush and his piglets have come up with the phrase, we won't stop till we have victory! Now you know.
Their eyes gazed straight ahead till one by one they stepped back and not a word was said. And the old general was left with his own words echoing in his head. He then prepared to fight. He said, I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. No. And I've seen their mothers and I will no other.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? the government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
About 9 before the hour. A couple other items here as we head into the break at the top of the hour. A judge in Texas today refused to throw out the money laundering charges against Tom DeLay and his co-defendants. Judge Pat Priest, who's presiding over the case against the Republican former leader of the House, issued the ruling after a hearing in which DeLay's attorney argued that the indictment was fatally flawed. Yada, yada. DeLay and two Republican fundraisers, John Colleandro and Jim Ellis, are accused of illegally funneling $190,000 in corporate donations to Republican candidates for the Texas legislature. So DeLay was handed his ass down there. I don't know. Maybe he won't go to jail. Maybe he'll, although, you know, they put Martha Stewart in jail, right? What did she do? She lied to an FBI investigator. She had no insider trading. That's not what she was charged with. She was charged with lying. That's what she was convicted of. Lying to an FBI, an investigator. And what did she serve, Kathy? 6 months? Plus the ankle bracelet wearing house arrest. So if Martha Stewart gets 6 months, or anybody, you know, just because it's Martha Stewart doesn't mean squat. It just so happens that, you know, she's who she is. But if she gets 6 months, if you got 6 months, if I got 6 months for lying to an FBI agent, questioning, trying to get information during an investigation, shouldn't Tom DeLay's ass go to prison for a couple of years? Wouldn't that be wonderful? It would just be, man. So DeLay's attempt to have everything thrown out to the other day has failed miserably, and he will go to trial. Focus on the family. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. The conservative Christian group dashing through the snow with a one horse. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed. Focus on the family. The conservative Christian group says it is withdrawing its funds from Wells Fargo Bank because that bank supports gay groups. Adeste Fidelis. A statement on the Focus on the Family website, dated Thursday and attributed to Focus President Chief Executive Jim Daly, says, quote, Focus on the Family has elected to end its banking relationship with Wells Fargo, motivated primarily by the bank's ongoing efforts to advance the radical homosexual agenda, end quote. Statement went on to say, quote, Our decision is not personal, but principled. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. Chris Hammond, Vice President of Business Development for Wells Fargo, the fifth largest U.S. bank, said the bank provided a $50,000 grant to support the Leadership Council of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. $50,000. The spokesman for Wells Fargo said the bank did not agree to match contributions as GLAAD had advertised and Focus on the Family had criticized. That being said, Hammond added, we do support many communities and we're proud to be a diverse organization. We're proud of our support of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community, end quote. Mr. Hammond went on to say that he told Focus on the Family that the San Francisco-based bank contributes to many charities, quote, including nonprofit agencies Focus on the Family believes in, end quote. Ah, but Mr. Hammond, that doesn't mean squat to the Christian Nazis. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, father. Well, that's not a Christian song. Boy, 'tis the season, huh? I'll tell you what, coming up in a little bit later in the program tonight, the Christian nutcases now are insisting that Christmas be commercialized. I'm astounded by this. This is one story we couldn't help but avoid while we were gone. Because in the little newspaper that we had access to, I had an article about how the Christian crazies in this country now are demanding that the commercialization of Christmas include the baby Jesus. That's right. If you're going to go spend your money in Macy's or Target or wherever the hell you go, those department stores have better be very clear and upfront that you're spending your money in celebration of little baby Jesus. That's right. It's done a 180, hasn't it? In the past 10 years. If that. Remember when the Christian crazies were arguing how Christ had been run out of Christmas, been totally commercialized? Now they're saying just the opposite. Oh, my God. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. Gee, I'm glad to be back, too, I'll tell you.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
In 2004, the state of Ohio decided the presidential election. 2 years later, it will help determine the political landscape in 2006. This time, that looks like good news for Democrats. The Buckeye State's Republican Party is in total disarray, burned by a secret slush fund bankrupt by, of all things, rare coins. The Republican governor pled no contest to violating state ethics laws. A powerful congressman, Bob Ney, could soon be indicted in a toxic Washington corruption scandal. First-term Republican Jean Schmidt disgraced herself recently after calling a decorated Vietnam vet a coward on the House floor. And one of Ohio's Republican senators, Mike DeWine, faces a brutal re-election challenge. 2004, it ain't. Even Republicans in usually safe districts will be running for their political lives. Remember the old saying, as goes Ohio, so goes the nation. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. A Texas judge dismissed the conspiracy charges today against Congressman Tom DeLay, but he refused to throw out the money laundering counts. DeLay's lawyers had argued the conspiracy charge did not take effect till September 2003, a year after the alleged offenses occurred. Prosecutors said the crime of conspiracy was already on the books and could be applied to the election code, even though such uses were not explicitly in Texas state law at the time. The judge, unpersuaded by that, and dismissed the conspiracy charge, but he left the money laundering charges intact, and Tom DeLay will now have to face trial. DeLay and two Republican fundraisers, John Calandro and Jim Ellis, accused of illegally funneling $190,000 in corporate donations to Republican candidates for the Texas legislature in 2002. Under Texas law, corporate money cannot be directly used for political campaigns. The decision to proceed with a trial means DeLay cannot now reclaim his post as House Majority Leader in January. If he's found not guilty, then he could try to do so, but it may be a while before the trial gets started. The judge indicates it's not going to happen this month. At Saddam Hussein's trial in Baghdad, the former dictator angrily confronted the judge, and he warned him he would be held accountable someday. At one point, the Iraqi leader was very angry and threw papers. He also told the court he wanted one witness examined by a medical institution. The judge called Saddam's words an insult to the court. That exchange came after two witnesses were called in to describe a 1982 crackdown in a village after an assassination attempt against Saddam. 140 people died. A bird flu pandemic is nothing to take lightly. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says it's among the most catastrophic threats America faces. He says it will not only cause widespread sickness and death, but also disrupt the economy and the American way of life. Chertoff spoke as federal, state, and local officials met to begin developing a coordinated preparedness plan for a pandemic. Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt told the meeting, "We're overdue and we're underprepared," so a preparedness summit will be held in each state in the coming months. Levitt says a successful plan for a bird flu pandemic would prepare the country for any medical disaster and would provide the capacity to give a flu vaccine to every American every year. George Bush had some blunt words for U.S. companies that underfund pensions and for lawmakers. He's telling the CEOs they should put enough money in those accounts, and he told Congress he would veto any pension bill that wasn't doing the job. Experts estimate more than 40 million Americans are covered by pension plans that lack sufficient funding. The total shortfall is said to top $450 billion. This is Air America Radio News.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hey,
Our strategy in Iraq is clear. Our tactics are flexible and dynamic. We have changed them as conditions required, and they are bringing us victory against a brutal enemy.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Are you all familiar with Rita Cosby? She comes on MSNBC right after your favorite and my favorite television newscaster, right? You know who I'm talking about.
You're talking about Keith Olbermann, Mike.
What's the matter with your voice, Gabby?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Maybe you ought to ask Rita Cosby what's wrong with my voice. How does that make you feel?
Oh, you sound like her. Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, the only time I've heard her is when she gets into this Aruba thing over and over and over again. Did they ever find that poor girl's body?
So tell me, Mike, what are you wearing?
Rita Cosby is going to Afghanistan. And the World Wrestling Entertainment gang is going with her. Now, this kind of reminds me of that scene from Apocalypse Now where the Playboy bunnies were helicoptered into the floating stage in Vietnam. You remember that scene? And just utter chaos ensued. But let me just read a little bit from her blog at MSNBC.com. She says, in less than 12 hours, we'll begin our long journey into Afghanistan. Never in our wildest dreams had we imagined we'd find ourselves traveling on board a military C-17 transport plane with a passenger list of wrestling superstars with names like Triple H, Big Show, and a guy who simply goes by the initials JBL. As I write this, my team and I are heading down I-26, the main highway to Charleston, South Carolina. We've just finished watching an unbelievable wrestling show, complete with lots of fireworks, testosterone, and live worms used as a prop in the wrestling ring. World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE, is pure Americana at its best. These guys are truly amazing athletes. To be able to flip one another in the ring and entertain the roaring crowd for hours. In the ring, these are all rough and tumble guys, but when I was able to chat with them backstage, I learned most importantly that their hearts are in the right place. Now, no, I'm not going to say it, Kenny. I'm not going to say anything about... No. But I do have a question. Rita Cosby, she says these guys are truly amazing athletes. Isn't WWE, isn't that the gang that's being accused of absolute, pure, unadulterated steroid use? I mean, wasn't one of the WWE wrestlers recently... didn't he recently die of a heart attack from his use of steroids? And Rita Cosby says this is a pure Americana at its best. Guys are truly amazing athletes. Well, you half-witted moron, these are not athletes. These are circus clowns.
Mike, you have a problem. You have a problem with steroid use, Mike? Because we might have to talk about that.
She goes on to say in her blog, I'm just so tempted to do something with that line, though. I learned most importantly that their hearts are in the right place. God, I want to say it. I should go ahead and say it. And Jason, if it's not allowed, Jason will cut it out, right? No, I better not risk it. Jason might have gone to the John or something. He might. He's there, he says. No, I can't do it because it's such a good line and I can't do it. Anyway, she goes on in her blog to say, all the men we talk to, or no, she's talking about the wrestlers, are really excited and honored to be heading into the war zone. Really? Well, Rita, does that not beg the question? If they're so freaking excited and honored, why don't they put on uniforms and the flak jackets and take weapons and get off their steroid-filled asses and stop dancing around the ring like a bunch of over-steroided berries and go kill somebody? Why don't they do that? Well, we're honored and excited to be heading into the war zone. We're excited. We're really excited. We're going to a war zone. Oh, good. We're going to a war zone. We'll, maybe if we're lucky, we'll get to see people's heads blown off. Can we go to Bagram Air Base and watch people get tortured? Woo! Hi, my name is Triple H. My name is Big Show. You know what Triple H is? My name is Big Show. My name is just call me JBL. Can you figure out what it means? Of course, my heart's in the right place. My heart is in the right place. So there's Rita Cosby. In her blog, she goes on to say, in a matter of hours, we'll be going to Charleston Air Force Base, where we'll be loading up our broadcast gear, which is nothing compared to loading up a large wrestling ring and transporting it halfway around the world. I hope to be sure to watch our live broadcast from Afghanistan this Wednesday and Thursday.
We're bringing our own worms, Mike. You'll really appreciate it.
I you can't make this stuff up. Rita Cosby. And what is really weird to me is how Keith Olbermann has to hand off to her every night when he ends his show and goes to hers. They make that connection for about 10 seconds. And you can just see Olbermann cringe. So there you have it. Rita Cosby is on her way. Maybe she can find out whether or not there have been any white women kidnapped in Afghanistan. Nah, never happened. On her way to the war zone, everybody is just tingly. We're going to the war zone. We're going to the war zone. Going to the war zone. We really love it. We're professional wrestlers. Hi, my name is Triple H. My name is Big Show. But they all have their hearts on, you know, in the right places. So, especially when Rita goes backstage and talks to them. What did she say? These guys are truly amazing athletes to be able to flip one another in the ring.
I took one or two a couple of times.
And entertained the roaring crowd for hours. But when I was able to chat with them backstage, I learned most importantly that their hearts are in the right place. This is almost as sick as what the Christian fanatics are demanding for Christmas this year, isn't it? Rita Cosby.
Need some wood?
Okay. Donnie Fowler, writing at the HuffingtonPost.com blog site, has a little bit of information here that may have blown right past you. The 338 of 415 historians in the United States were polled, or 415 were polled, and of the 415, 338 said last Friday that George W. Bush is failing as a president. 50 of them even rated Bush as the worst president ever. The poll was conducted by George Mason University. So Donnie Fowler wants to know, what do these misguided, obviously socialist, ivy-smoking, American-hating intellectuals feel that Bush isn't doing right, or what areas is he not doing his best? If you take a look at the record, he's taken the country into an unwinnable war and alienated friend and foe alike in the process. He's bankrupting the country. He's deliberately and dangerously attacked separation of church and state. He has repeatedly lied to the American people. He has proved to be incompetent in affairs domestic, like New Orleans, and foreign, like Al-Qaeda and Iraq. He sacrificed American employment to increase overall productivity. He is ignorantly hostile to science and technological progress. He has tolerated or ignored one of the Republic's oldest problems, and that's corporate cheating in supplying the military in wartime. Wow, man, what a list.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about Menacheck.
The Menacheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
Menacheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
Menacheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at menacheck.com.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming amount of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
You
knows subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Amazing grace, thought it passed you by. You wake up every day and you start to cry. You wanna die. Has that happened to the best of us? Rich folks suffer like the rest of us. It'll happen.
22 past the hour. The American Family Association is leading a boycott of Target because Target is not using the words Merry Christmas in its advertising, right? The Catholic League boycotted Walmart, which is a wonderful idea, in part over the way its website treated searches for Christmas. Bill Riley, the Fox anchor, who last year started a Christmas Under Siege campaign, has a chart on his website of stores that use the phrase Happy Holidays, along with a poll that asks, will you shop at stores that do not say Merry Christmas? Adam Cohen, writing in the New York Times on Sunday, talked about this. This insistence by These fake Christians to put the baby Jesus, I don't know what do they want? Do they want the baby Jesus saying things like shop at Victoria's Secret? You know, get these split crotch panties for your significant other. Is that what these people want?
Just for the record, Mike, they don't have split crotch panties there. That's Frederick's. Frederick's has the panties.
Thanks, Rita. If you read Adam Cohen's piece in Sunday's New York Times, you understand, you know, what all this is about. The Puritans, you know, O'Reilly is such a lump of human excrement. He really is. I don't know who listens to or watches this thugs program, but he doesn't know anything. He's one of the stupidest men on television, which is, I guess, faint praise in a way. The Puritans consider Christmas unchristian and try to keep it out of America. Adam Cohen writes, they could not find December 25th in the Bible, duh, their sole source of religious guidance, and insisted that the date derived from Saturnalia, the Roman heathen's wintertime celebration. And the article goes on. You can read it yourself if you want to. But yeah, most of us understand that Christmas, and some religious sects, some Christian sects, still prohibit the celebration of Christmas. Is it the Jehovah's Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, one of those freaky fringe groups. Well, they're all freaky fringe groups to me, all of them, every single one. But they don't celebrate it because it's stupid. I mean, December 25th has nothing whatsoever to do with the birth of this baby Jesus, whether it was in Bethlehem or Chicago. It doesn't make any difference. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. The whole thing is a farce, a joke. A sick joke. It's just like the refusal of history teachers. Well, I shouldn't say refusal of history teachers, but the refusal of administrations in middle schools and high schools and elementary schools to allow history teachers to teach the truth of this the formation foundation of this country, that we became the great power that we are based on slavery and genocide. That's all. It's very simple. I don't know why that's not taught. It's true, isn't it? But the Christian, there's not a Christian preacher out there that I'm aware of. Oh, I know Jim Wallace. But there's not a Christian preacher out there who will not be preaching December 25th this year is on a Sunday. And they will all be preaching the same lie, the same nonsense, that on this particular day, Jesus was born. And a star appeared, and a star appeared in the east. Where in the hell did... Oh, I don't even want to get into it. It's sickening. But what makes it even horrifically sickening is the insistence now on of these really degenerate thugs who claim to represent Christianity, Catholicism, Protestantism, Evangelicalism, whatever it is, who are insisting that television commercials, radio commercials, online commercials, catalog commercials, split crotch panties from, excuse me, Fredericks, all of them, included, what, a picture of the baby Jesus? Is that what they're insisting on, isn't it? How dare you? This is Christ's birthday. You know, if you're good, it's great. Sell those bras with the holes in them and the big screen fluid TVs and Doom video games and. You know.
You're kind of grumpy, aren't you?
Well.
You sound like a little bit grumpy.
It just kind of pisses me off, frankly. I don't know.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick. Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Oreck XL risk-free for 30 days.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet-dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or,
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about Menacheck.
The Menacheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
Menacheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
Menacheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at Menacheck.com.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Twenty-six before the hour. For those of you who are regular listeners, you know who Marge is, who calls in from northern Indiana. I got a letter from her, not an email, because as you know, Marge doesn't have a computer, and we had talked a couple of times about providing her with one, and she just said no. She, you know, she just would rather handle things the way she handles them. But I got a letter from her that was waiting for me when we got back from our vacation. And it was dated November 30th, and it says, "Dear Mike and Kathy, this is a bit early, but I have a date next week, December 5th, or thereabouts, with a man with a scalpel who wants to roto-rooter my left carotid. Since I live alone, if any of my cyber friends would care to spend 37 cents on a note with some, quote, appropriate smart-ass, close quote, remarks, I would greatly appreciate them." And she includes her email address here. If or not her email, she her mailing address. So if you want to send a card to Marge, who either had the surgery today or within the next day or two, carotid artery surgery, and as she points out, she's pretty much on her own. So if you want to send her a card, you want to send her a card? Just send it to Marge. Just Marge. And her mailing address is Post Office Box 10301. P.O. Box 10301. That's Merrillville, Indiana. M-E-R-R-I-L-L, Merrillville, V-I-L-L-E, Indiana. And the zip is 46411. I'll give it to you again. Marge, P.O. Box 10301. In Merrillville, Indiana. M-E-R-R-I-L-L, Merrillville, V-I-L-L-E, Merrillville, Indiana, 46411. Will you post this at my website, Kathy, so if people want to get this address, it'll be at MikeMalloy.com. Kathy will put it on the main page. So, Marge, who calls in periodically, real sweetheart, had some, or is going to have some surgery, so... carotid artery surgery. And she, you know, she's asking. She said she wants people with the appropriate smart-ass attitude to send her a card. You got it, Marge. One more time. Just send it to Marge, P.O. Box 10301, Merrillville, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, Merrillville, V-I-L-L-E, Indiana, 46411. And I think Kathy has posted it even as we speak at MikeMalloy.com, so you can go there to get the address if you didn't write it down. All right? And she sent Kathy and I and Molly a Christmas card and a couple of snowmen, a snowman, a snowwoman, a woman on the cover. And inside, she writes 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 13, and James 3, verses 1 through 18. James, chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. I haven't looked that up yet. I'll have to look that up. Corinthians and James. We'll look it up tonight. When we go home and have a drink, we'll look it up. Glenn in Montgomery, Alabama writes in, Mike, the Christian, quotes around the word, the Christian acceptance of the commercial has reached the point of insanity. I'm expecting to see a commercial with a talking baby Jesus saying, make the Yuletide gay for the ones you love with a 52-inch big screen television from Panasonic. Anything less would be a sin. Yeah, I know. And Lynn Diane in New Mexico sent me an email that said, you might want your listeners to know about this website. It's buyblue.org, and it has a Blue Christmas 2005. It lists companies that buyblue.org has handpicked for their Buy Blue ratings, and either you know what that means or you don't, but... the ratings for labor, human rights, environmental, social, employment, social responsibility, industry practices, and for their histories in making Democratic Party political contributions. So Lynn Diane in New Mexico. Yeah, go to buyblue.org and their Blue Christmas 2005 list. What else are we going to do, right? What else are we going to do? The electoral system in this country has been totally screwed by these neo-fascist right-wing Republicans, which is every single damn one of them. So what are you going to do? Fight back this way. You know, this this commercialization crap of what should be Oh, you know, who am I to say what it should be? I'm not a Christian. To me, it carries as much weight, Christianity does, as Norse mythology or Hindu mythology or Greek mythology. You know, fine. It's part of the culture of the mythologizing of fears and hopes and plans and schemes. Okay, fine. That's how I see it. What irritates the hell out of me, though, is you don't have followers of Odin, you know, banging you across the head with a cudgel because you don't believe in Norse mythology. Whereas the Christians, if you don't believe in their mythology, they'll come and burn your ass at the stake. Literally! So how else are you going to fight back? We live in a culture that is saturated with Christian commercialism at this time of the year, which to me is just disgusting. It's utterly and absolutely and perfectly disgusting. But here we are. So, you know, what are you going to do? You know, sit home with your thumb in the Christmas pie with a scowl on your face? No, you know, go celebrate, get drunk, buy a present, eat a turkey, kill an animal for the baby Jesus, have a feast. I don't know, whatever the hell you do. But if you're going to buy presents, go to buyblue.org. That's all. I refuse now. I don't buy presents anymore, except for the grandkids and Molly. No, Molly's too young. The grandkids. I send cash.
You are just too grumpy. Too grumpy.
I'm not the least bit grumpy.
I just keep thinking about this Dana Carvey character on Saturday Night Live a few years ago. You know, I'm grumpy. Damn it. I don't buy presents. I only send money. I remember... You couldn't buy crotchless panties because you had to walk in the snow.
No, it just has me thoroughly pissed off, that's all. It just does. It just has me so angry. I'm so sick of these Christmas.
Bah, Christmas.
No, I think Christmas is a lot of fun. I enjoy Christmas. I really do. The pagan part of it, you know, the Celtic, the Wiccan part of it, you know, all of it, the holly, the ivy, the log, the tree, the ornaments, the gift giving, the mistletoe, the
Festivus pole,
the
feats of strength,
the feats, all of that stuff. I mean, it's great, you know, winter solstice, that whole thing. It's a wonderful, wonderful holiday, especially for those of us who live in the Northern Hemisphere, you know. It gets dark at 4:30 in the afternoon.
You probably should go to the phones at some point.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Yeah, the phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's start with Tom, who's calling in from Altadena, California, who's been waiting forever. Tom, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Hey, Tom. Oh, no. Let's try to put Tom on hold. All right, let's put Tom on hold. See if he'll show up. Let's go to Diane, who's called in from New York. Diane, welcome to the program. Where's Diane? Here she comes. Hi, Diane.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to draw people's attention to an interesting little constellation of facts.
All right.
The freshest one is the report card from the official 9/11 commission. And there was that one notable A-minus for cutting off the financing to the terrorists,
mm-hmm.
which goes nicely with their report, where it said on page 172, for anyone that wants to look it up, that there's no practical purpose to be served by following the money trail. And they actually managed to rationalize that for people that wanted to believe them.
Mm-hmm.
And then compare that to the fact they never did tell us who put those put options in.
And that's right. Yeah, I thought that was supposed. I thought they were going to nail whoever it was who did that when they came to collect the money.
Well, they did find out who it was. They just never got around to telling us.
Scummy and then, bastards.
Another interesting thing that goes with that is the drug money. Now we know.
Hey, hold on a second, Diane. I'll come back to you. Hold on a second. Let me do this break. We'll come right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
She smiled at me out of a big ton. Me and my chum. Chum. Look at them guns.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe.
1-800-401-8833. Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
And before we go back to Diane here, we're coming right back to Diane. I just have a question. I mean this honestly. I realize the word gay was used in a different, with a whole different definition and in a different context when Deck the Halls was written. But how do these virulently anti-gay so-called Christians, how do they handle that line, "Don we now our gay apparel"? Of course, that's not really a Christmas carol. Well, it's a Christmas carol, but that's not really religious. That's more of the pagan. pagan side of it. The Don We Now Are Gay Apparel. They must gag when they come to that line, right? Oh, well, back to Diane in New York. All right, Diane, where were we? The money trail.
Yes. Another thing about it was, remember how the State Department rewarded the Taliban with $50 million the August before 9/11 because they virtually eradicated the poppy crop,
yeah.
Which is now, they're doing great with the poppies. They're growing them all over the place, and that is presumably funding all kinds of terrorism. And yet the 9/11 Commission gives an A- for cutting off the funding. So I just found that to be a very interesting
Oh, yeah. Well, the 9/11 Commission, the whole thing was a fraud, a sham, and a joke. I'm surprised that somebody what's his name? Bob Kerry lent his name and his prestige to such a scurrilous whitewash of a military operation against the United States that was engineered by the Bush crime family. I can't even think about that stuff anymore because I start to go insane. You know what I'm saying?
It is maddening. Max Cleland said America was being scammed before he quit and got offered that fat banking job.
But, yeah.
Also, the public discourse project has been cut short, although they didn't allow that much public discourse as it was. And mm-hmm. I suspect that might have a lot to do with the fact that it's just becoming more and more obvious to more and more people how absurd the whole charade is.
I hope it is becoming obvious. Thanks, Diane. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Do you have any doubt left, Truth Seeker? Oh, I know. I get these emails whenever I bring up the 9/11 thing from the point of view that it was an operation planned and engineered by members of the Bush crime family against the people of the United States, against this country, under the guise of being war games or an operation to test the defenses of the United States, yada, 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 yada. This is Operation Northwoods from back in the 60s, put into effect. Don't forget Operation Northwoods, and if you don't know what it is, look it up. Operation Northwoods that Kennedy killed, said, oh, you must be out of your minds. Well, it was precisely this. This is what Operation Northwoods was. Only substitute the word Cuba for the word Iraq. And you have exactly how it was laid out in 62? And Kennedy said no. And you saw it happen to Kennedy. They killed him. Boom. That's it. End of story. Goodbye. Lights out. Bang. So, I've made my stand on this. I'm not gonna take up the time to bring guests on. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people want me to bring on these people who've devoted, and I'm not being a smartass here, devoted an awful lot of energy and time to the events that occurred on September 11, 2001, and have proven to themselves and their adherents that it was an inside job. I agree with all that. I truly do. I'm not going to put these people on the air, though. You can do the research yourself, come to your own conclusion. My point of view at this point is that this was an inside job engineered by George Bush's crime family. Period. End of story. I don't care how you want to structure it, deconstruct it, whatever. What happened on September 11, 2001 in this country was an absolute act of treason and aggression against this country by members of the Bush crime family. Now, that's what I believe with all my heart and all my soul. What was the book, Kathy, that we talked about that was written by the French journalists and the French former intelligence officer? Way back. We were talking about this on IE America Days, right after the attack, within 6 months, about how the Taliban had been told, allow this pipeline to go through.
I think it was The Hidden Truth.
Hidden Truth, that's it, thank you. Yeah, The Hidden Truth. You know, this you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be. All you have to do is keep your head clear. Just a portion of your mind clear to understand what happened on this to this country on September 11, 2001. Let's not mince words. Let's not play games. Let's not swallow the blue pill. Okay? Let's just don't do it. Just don't do it. What happened to this country was engineered by the Bush crime family. The whole idea was first presented in 1962, second presented, that was to Kennedy, presented to Bill Clinton in 1998? And when these rat bastards stole the election in 2000, that was it. Let's go, murder and mayhem. Now, you may not believe that, and if you don't, fine. I don't talk about it a lot because why bother? Why bother? Either you believe this and understand it, or you don't. And as far as the truth coming out, oh, please. You should live so long. Your great-grandchildren should live so long. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. No, we won't. Wait a second. This is the top of the hour break. My time just flies by when you're having fun, doesn't it? All right. To you folks who listen on WLIB in New York, adios. See you tomorrow night. Everybody else, stick around. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein is expected to put on more displays of defiance when his war crimes trial continues Tuesday in Baghdad, as Saddam and other defendants loudly interrupted to challenge the first witness who gave gruesome details of Saddam's methods of torture. The former Iraqi leader told the court they could have his neck if they want because he is not afraid of execution. former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark got a chance in open court to express some of his concerns about the ongoing trial after earlier walking out of the Baghdad proceedings in protest along with the rest of the defense team. Clark returned on the condition that he be allowed to address the court with the assistance of a translator. Clark said there's a lot at stake in Saddam Hussein's trial.
Not only are the lives of all these people at risk, the very function of the judiciary is at risk. If every form of participation in the judicial process is not protected, the judicial system will fail and be destroyed.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld insists that the U.S. cannot make a hasty exit from Iraq. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
Secretary Rumsfeld said quitting Iraq is not a strategy.
Quitting is an invitation to more attacks and more terrorist violence here at home. What is needed, in my view, is resolve, not retreat, courage, not concession.
Speaking at a D.C. forum, Rumsfeld argued a premature withdrawal would send a bad message to friends and foes alike. He also stressed that progress cannot be based on the numbers of U.S. casualties. More than 2,100 American troops have been killed since the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime in 2003. Another 15,000 have been injured, many seriously. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
The ranking member of the House Homeland Security Subcommittee and the Bush administration and a Republican-led Congress are to blame for weaknesses in U.S. homeland security policy. Democratic Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey said not enough is being done to protect nuclear power plants, liquid natural gas, and shipping facilities due to cost-cutting measures.
While they provided, in other words, a blank check to fight the war in Iraq, they're nickel and diming homeland security here, where Mohammed Atta and the other 18 terrorists actually attacked Americans and killed 3,000 of us.
Markey was responding to a final report issued Monday by the former 911 commission, which said the U.S. is still unprepared for another terror attack. Former Connecticut Governor and U.S. Senator Lowell Weicker is thinking about a run for Senator Joe Lieberman's seat next year. Weicker says Lieberman's continued support of the war in Iraq is the one and only reason he is considering getting into the race. Weicker is vehemently against the U.S.-led war in Iraq. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649. How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With Go to My PC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Are you all familiar with the CarpetbaggerReport.com? The CarpetbaggerReport.com, a blog. This little, who just sent this to me? Somebody just sent this to me. It says, last week, Fox News, Bill O'Reilly insisted that philanthropist George Soros is the money man behind a massive conspiracy to destroy Christmas. O'Reilly did not appear to be kidding. O'Reilly may not want to hear it, but I think Soros may have gotten to Bush, too. First, First Lady Laura Bush wished everyone a happy holidays when the Christmas season began at the White House. Then the official White House holiday card was sent to supporters over the signatures of the president and his wife, extending best wishes for a holiday season of hope and happiness 2005. And if these obviously anti-Christian affronts weren't outrageous enough, a member of the White House press corps reminded Scott McClellan last Friday that the invitation to the annual Christmas party for the media now reads, a holiday reception, in a defense that will clearly irritate O'Reilly. Scott McClellan said, quote, this is a time to welcome people of all faiths and all of those who are celebrating the holiday season, end quote. That's a terrific and even-handed response, but it's the exact opposite of what many conservatives have demanded. Indeed, if a department store's public relations department said what McClellan said, Falwell, O'Reilly, and the American Family Association would call for an immediate boycott of the store, and yet it's become the official line of the Bush White House. When O'Reilly was asked if it was acceptable for a company to try to be inclusive, he said, this is insulting to Christian America. And now that the Bush White House has taken the same tack, is the president insulting Christian America too? The truth is, I don't much care what the Bush holiday card says or what they call the party for the media, but it entertains me to no end to think that the White House is consistently undermining the culture war being waged by Fox News and the religious right. It has to be driving them crazy. And then there's a little update here. It says, but wait, there's more. This morning, the White House hosted a children's holiday reception where the kids were encouraged to have a very happy holiday. Somewhere O'Reilly must be going apoplectic. Yeah, the whole thing, it's great humor. It really is. It's great humor. But it's so sick. It's just so degenerate. It really is. But that's what's happened to us. Are you aware of that? That's what's happened with the Bush crime family in power. And the Republicans in control of all three branches of government, and the Christian right, the insane, slathering Christian right, rising up like a modern Inquisition. It's insane. It's just totally insane. But who can blame them? When you have such a huge percentage of the population of this country believing in the talking snake theory of creation. You know that God reached down and took a handful of dirt and created Adam like a little clay figure, and then reached in and took out a bone and created Eve, and then put them in the Garden of Eden where the snake showed up. Hi! Yo, Eve! My God. So to speak. Oh, well, back to the phone calls, please. I don't know why we're having problems tonight. Just moving on with the phone calls instead of being diverted like this. Herb is calling from Mississippi. Herb, welcome to the program. Or is it Herb? How do you pronounce your name? Do you say the H?
Just call me Golden Eagle.
Golden Eagle, okay.
I'd prefer that anyway.
Golden Eagle?
Yeah, that's my name on the internet.
Oh, yes, now I remember. All right, Herb, how you doing?
Okay, Mike. Hey, listen, I'm the one that called you during Katrina.
That's right.
I was in the dark back then.
I remember.
I'm not tonight, and I've got heat, and I'm sitting here dice.
All right.
But I do have something I want to tell you, everybody, about. Mississippi's forgotten thing in this Katrina recovery, sure, New Orleans, that's my hometown, and I love New Orleans, and it was disaster there, but we're suffering here, too, we have people here that are going to spend Christmas, New Year's.
But Haley Barbour is your governor.
Doodley. So was Trent Lott, but during the storm, you saw what happened.
Yeah, I know. But Haley is the former head of the Republican National Committee. Haley is Haley knows where the bodies are buried. Haley is the most corrupt son of a bitch ever to govern a state, as far as I'm concerned.
Why
are the people of Mississippi suffering? You'd think that Haley, being the corrupt pig that he is. Look what they're doing those casinos now. In the first place, it was so funny to put them in the water so that they could tell the Christians, conservatives in Mississippi, well, we don't allow gambling on land. Now, they've even done away with that. Now they're going to stick those suckers where they should have been stuck in the first place, dry land.
Well, Mike, here's what they're doing. My twin sister has been on the in California since right after the storm. She lost her house completely. Everything she had was destroyed.
Hello, welcome to Direct.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She had to go to California to find a place to stay for a while. And she got out there with her neocon son-in-law and daughter, and when she wouldn't change her statements on what was going on Katrina, then
right.
They just kind of blew her off.
Oh,
and an Air Force buddy of mine got her back home. I told that story the other night, so I won't go into detail.
Okay.
But she got home, and she works for Walmart. And she told me that she had to get Walmart to approve a government loan, that Walmart was the key factor in getting a loan to restore her house.
Was that because they wanted to make sure she had employment?
I don't know, but she said that it was somehow or another Walmart turned up being the key factor in it.
Oh, that's good to know.
I don't understand it. I'm gonna talk to her again tomorrow because she doesn't have a vehicle now. My friend in California did give her a rental car for a while to help her until she could get a vehicle. So she's gonna come up here tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, and I'm gonna try and work out something to get her a vehicle. But she said she landed on the and she got into Biloxi, and she was just astounded by how little progress has been made.
Well, it's amazing to me, Herb, and I'm serious about this, and I'm gonna have to move on here. But it's amazing to me that a state run by a card-carrying member of the filthy Republican right in this country, someone like Haley Barbour, hasn't gotten y'all just whatever y'all need to get things up and running, because the Bush crime family needs Haley Barbour and the Council of Conservative Citizens and all this other crap to continue the scam that the Bush crime family is running on America. So I'm surprised.
Well, Mike, it's a land grab.
Well,
it's a land grab,
that's
what
true.
It is. I'd see there's a poor people are getting shoved aside,
sure.
And these power companies are going to get the land.
I think that's what it is. Herb, thanks for checking. I'm glad things are working for you better, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll talk to Herb again for sure. Michael is calling from the Bronx. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
All right. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Hey, can you hold on another second?
Sure.
All right. Well, it'll be longer in a second, but not a whole lot longer. Stick around, all right? Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Once again, the color of my skin reminds me things ain't changed. Then it hit me, ain't nobody coming to get me. Feels my pain. Once again, the color of my skin reminds me things ain't changed.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
They can say, we're only going to have a stimulus package, but let's forget tax relief, misunderestimate.
Regarding the war on Christmas, go to one of our new favorite blog spots, Come Armageddon, comearmageddon.blogspot.com. Are you familiar with that? Have you all been there? I've mentioned it a couple of times. I don't know if you folks are checking out this website, but you need to go there, okay? And... just got an email from one of our listeners reminding me. Comearmageddon.blogspot.com. Go to it and read this thing about the war on Christmas. Incredible. All right, we were talking with Michael in the Bronx and had to take a break. All right, Michael, thanks for holding on.
No problem. As I was saying, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
God.
Don't
give up your day job, man. I mean, seriously.
No, my voice, I had on rehearsal earlier.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay. But nonetheless, the reason why I'm calling is something crucial, something that came to mind. Because, as you know, as we counting down to the 2006 congressional elections, Bush's poll numbers, in fact, the entire administration's, mm-hmm. for that matter, keep sinking to an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
Now, backtrack to 2002, in which Bush was still facing low poll numbers and
right.
high criticism, because around that time, you had the corporate scandals, the economy really stunk, and after 9/11, you find out that this administration found out about, or should I say, knew about 9/11 before 9/11 occurred. And then when the American people, especially the next of kin of the victims, demanded an independent investigation, Bush fought vigorously to block it. So you had all the elements of negativity,
mm-hmm.
and the congressional election still went towards the Republicans, when you thought we'll be in a referendum against Bush. Now, fast forward to today, you know that Bush has extra added baggage. I mean, it's a lot more serious now than it was back then, but it was still serious enough.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that just like in 2000 and 2004, the congressional elections was hijacked and stolen. But nobody ever thought about that because it wasn't Bush running for election or re-election. But
well, I disagree, Michael. I think a lot of people understood that the election was stolen. And not only was it stolen by the use of these damnable machines, but also 2002. It was stolen also by the gerrymandering, the refiguring of different congressional districts. This is what Tom DeLay is famous for. For the past 130 years, Texas's delegation to the U.S. Congress was always predominantly Democratic. Not anymore. Now it's Republican, thanks to the way he jiggered and reconfigured and lied and cheated and snuck and stole his way into redistricting the state of Texas. And that has happened in so many instances around the country. Ohio's another example. So not only were the voting machines rigged, but so were the voting districts. I mean, the whole damn thing. The whole system has been totally corrupted by this filthy Republican Party. And the only thing I think that can turn it around is, even in these Republican districts, if people are hurting enough and see the lies and see the corruption, that they'll hold their noses for some of these people and vote Democratic. Not because they are Democrats, big D, but because they realize that even in their world of this Christian Nazi nonsense and this right-wing psychopathic crap, right, that even in that world you can go insane if your leadership is as crazy as the Bush crime family. So, I don't know what's going to happen in 2006 any more than you do. I know attempts will be made to steal elections again. I just hope it doesn't happen.
Well, I think that with 2006 coming around, I think people should really pay attention. If you even sense any kind of chicanery, should really raise hell. And it's so funny.
Well, I agree, Michael. I think that's great. But who are you going to raise hell to? That's the problem. Michael, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. Yeah, who are you going to raise hell to? You know, back in the day, if you felt like your local precinct, there was election fraud in the counting of the paper ballots, you just showed up with 8 or 10 of your broken nose buddies and a whole arsenal of baseball bats, and you settled the issue real damn quick.
Making plans to be with them soon. Talking softly on the telephone. Making plans to go out and do wrong.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Hey, Truth Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
We were young together, we were on the ball.
26 before the hour. Oh my God, Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program. So I got your card, and I read on the air what you had said in the card.
Well, Dee told me. I didn't think it would get there that fast. When I wrote it, I didn't know all my scheduling.
Yeah? So how does it look? When do you have this little adventure?
I go on Wednesday for another test, and then Thursday they're going to start carving.
Oh, yeah, Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so, I just wanted to, you know, I didn't think the card would get there that fast, and I wanted to call and say hi, and that I didn't fall off the edge of a cliff, so.
Well, you know, the crazy people that listen to this program, you ask for some smart-ass cards, you're probably going to get them now.
I certainly hope so.
How long are you going to be in the horse pedal?
I don't really know for sure yet. It depends on how what they do and how they do it. So,
yeah.
So it's like that.
Well, being Bush is America, they probably want to do your carotids and then have you out of the hospital next afternoon. Like, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, Medicare only pays for so much. And, you know, I'm past. Hey, listen, I was talking to my pharmacist today, who's a pretty good egg. And I thought I was going to share some information with him. And he told me something. And by God, it's even a government website. But it's how you use it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know this Plan D, drug care, whatever the hell?
Yeah.
And nobody knows how to understand it?
Right.
Well, supposedly, according to him, now this is Tom's information, my pharmacist, who's said www.medicare.gov, and someplace on the opening pages is compare Medicare drug plans.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick is you got to list all your prescription medications in this format.
Right.
And then it'll sort through and by your state tell you which is the most economical.
But my understanding was people who were trying to use that website were it was just utterly confusing. But what is it now again?
Well, you know, you go to the website and I don't have a computer. I'm going by what Tom is telling me.
Right.
There's a page or someplace that says compare Medicare drug plans. Compare drug plans is the key.
Okay.
When you get there, you've got to list by name all your prescription drugs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Plavix, Lipitor, whatever the hell you're taking.
Right.
List them all, and then it searches through the various. I guess maybe you have to put the state because there's various ones for different states too.
Right. Right.
So then I don't know whether it does it, you know, like in a minute and a half or a day and a half or whatever, but it searches through
mm-hmm.
and it comes back with the most economical plan for based on what kind of stuff you're taking.
Well, that's did you go to the library and use it? It's my understanding your pharmacist can't offer you any help.
Oops. He did.
No, I mean he or she can direct you to a website.
Yeah.
But the pharmacists, my understanding, I saw this in one of the news reports that the pharmacists are prohibited by law from recommending what they consider to be the best plan for you, even though they're the ones that know what medicines you take. They know what.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't say where he worked, isn't it?
Huh?
It's a good thing I didn't say where he worked.
Yeah, probably. Your pharmacist knows what medications you take. He knows what your, or she knows what your insurance plan is, whether it's private or Medicare or whatever the hell it is. And this, the way the Republicans wrote the law is that these pharmacists are not allowed to say to one of their regular clients, hey Marge or hey Mike or hey whoever, knowing what I know about your medical needs, this is the company you need to go with. They're not allowed to do it.
Well, he didn't actually tell me that, but, I mean, he told me how to work the website so that you can find it out.
Yeah, well, that's good. I guess he's within the law.
So,
Can you believe these people, Marge?
Oh.
Writing into
coming up with, you know, cutesy names. What did we call the war in Iraq, it was something that it came out with, it spelled out oil, and they had to change it, Iraqi something freedom, so that spell oil. And now we're coming up with new names. Dear God, somebody in that outfit must have swallowed a thesaurus. What can I tell you?
it was Iraq, Operation Iraqi Liberation.
Yeah.
OIL. So they had to stop using that because people
Operation
like you.
Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Yeah, they changed it to Iraqi Freedom, right? Because people like you would point out that it was spelled OIL. And let me just ask you, Marge, why do you hate America?
I don't hate America.
You don't?
Oh, I was going to, you were talking about the Constitution and all that good stuff a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Remember, you still have that little book I sent you about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence?
I'm sure I have it somewhere.
Somebody made the comment about the Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
If you read in there, at least the part that I read that covered the justice, it doesn't say anything about a lifetime term.
Right.
So how the hell did we get to that?
Well, I think it goes back to...
what is his name? John Marshall, the first one?
Well, I think it predates that. I think when Madison and the rest of these people were laying out the terms, Madison, it's my understanding, is the equivalent of today's neoconservatives. But Madison, is that right, Kathy, or was he the liberal? I don't know. But whoever it was, they decided that judges, Supreme Court justices, should have lifetime tenure to prevent the corruption that can come from political appointments. How about that? All right, Marge, now listen, you don't know when you're having this surgery, right?
Well, the surgery is going to come Thursday. I don't know how long I'm going to be laid up, so I...
All right, well, you please tell the audience here that there's if I get any information from you, if you call me or whatever, I'll certainly pass it on, but I'm not hiding you. And
No. Okay. That's why I called, because you gave me hell the last time that I stayed away too long. And I don't know how long I might, not be able to call and raise hell again. So
right.
I just wanted to call and say hi and let you know I'm thinking of you.
Okay.
And as soon as I can get back into fighting shape.
Well, that's good. All right. Now, the address I gave over the air, just send it to Marge at P.O. Box 10301, Maryville, Indiana, 46411.
Yep, that ought to do it.
And I got it posted at my website, and what you're looking for is for people to send you some cards while you're in the hospital.
Yeah, nothing serious.
You want the smart ass cards.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
That's
the kind of gal you are.
I was just going to say, you want to send something serious to a smart ass?
Not at all. All right, Marge, call us as soon as you got this settled, okay?
Yes, sir. Aye, aye, sir. Oh, did you hear anything about that test they were supposed to have on the Diebold machine in California?
No, I just know that they, I don't think I heard anything unless what I, no, I think I did.
I know they were supposed to schedule one, but I don't know if they had any kind of results yet.
It was able to be hacked and quite easily, I believe, although I'm going to have, I've been out of contact for about 11 days. I'm going to have to check on that one more.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Well, what can I tell you?
Not.
All right, my friend, Kathy, you guys be well.
All right.
And stay warm. It's awful damn cold in Indiana, I got to tell you.
I'll bet it is. I'll bet it is.
So send me warm thoughts.
We'll do it. We'll send you lots of warm thoughts, and hopefully this crazy audience will send you lots of cards, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you when you get out of there.
I sure will.
All right, Marge. Take care. Yeah, send her a card. Where are we? Tom. Tom is calling from, where are you calling from, Tom?
California, Altadena.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, didn't we have you on once tonight?
Yeah, you know what I did, Mike? It just, when you put this earpiece against the phone against your ear, it gets tiring, so I went in the other room, and I listened to you on the computer, and I didn't realize you were on delay, so I rushed back in the other room, and it was too late.
Uh-huh.
So that's what happened. So the next time I call, I won't do that again. I'll just have to just stay on the
phone. Oh, that's right. I tried to get you on the air, and you weren't there. Okay. All right. Well, good. Well,
I was still listening, but I forgot you were on that much delay. I was in the other in the living room listening to you through my computer, but you guys are, about 4 or 5 seconds on delay, and that's
at
why
least.
I missed you.
Yeah, at least. All right. Well, here you are.
Yeah, I'm here. So many things I'd love to talk to you about, but the thing, I guess, last week when you were gone, you heard about this so-called this plan to pull our troops out of Iraq. Was this from the Bushes, or I don't know who it was from?
Well, this is the same old garbage nonsense that we'll stand down when they can stand up, or some such trite crap, right?
Right, and is this basically to appease the, you know, the growing mounting public pressure.
Oh yeah, well, I think most people who still have a brain left, a functioning brain, understands that the Bush crime family, the plan is to never, ever, under any circumstances, for the next 150 years, pull out of Iraq. Hold on a second, Tom. I got a break. We'll come back and finish this up. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malone.
Propaganda. If you need to change the subject, it's a dandy. If you want to wag the dog, it's like falling off a log. It's so easy with propaganda. 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 Try and convince the folks the beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they've seen with their own eyes. It's amazing. Propaganda.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit at Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591. 800-981-7591. That's 800-981-7591.
Bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Back to, well, hold on just a second again, Tom. The credits for the program tonight include Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac, who engineered for us in New York City. I guess I should mention again that Jason Isaac is our resident rock star, right? Afro Skull. Friday night. So they got a gig Friday night coming up in New York? Parkside Lounge in the city for all of you who... Well, we'll mention it tomorrow when the LIB listeners are still tuned in. D. Neal is our associate producer and handles the phone calls and maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. And thanks to everybody in New York City for all their assistance to Peter Werby while I was off for a week. I really appreciate it. Peter is an absolute pro, but, you know, when you sit in and substitute for somebody and you're in Detroit and all the mechanisms are in New York, it can be a bit weird. So thanks to everybody up there. Also, our usual crew, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com, and the militant mods who run the... message board there. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, and our music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas. Catherine Bay is our executive producer and oversees all this stuff. Back to Tom in Altadena, California. Now, where were we, Tom?
Yeah, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, we were talking about this so-called withdrawal from Iraq. What my concern about this is, and I know you're fully aware of it, but, I mean... Like you said earlier in the show, that this war was lost right from the beginning, and we were talking about this with my drinking buddies, mm-hmm. this watering hole in Old Town Pasadena where I hang out. We're all a bunch of, you know, we're up on all this. We read a lot. We're not a bunch of just, you know, reactionaries. But
right. Anyway,
didn't these people think, I'm talking about these people in this administration, realizing this is a mathematical impossibility. You can't take 140,000 people and go into a country of 25 million and you know, overthrow them. I mean, is it that difficult to figure out?
For these people, apparently it was. it's astonishing the level of absolute ignorance and murderous ignorance that is contained within the Bush crime family. It's just astonishing.
It is, and then, you know, if what scares me, Mike, you know, I have two teenagers, and I worry about their future, so I don't trust this administration, I never will, and what scares me is I know they will not allow this, if they were to withdraw from Iraq, they're not going to allow this military to remain idle, are they?
I wouldn't think. I don't know what... how many American soldiers and Marines have actually served in Iraq now, but the number is in the hundreds of thousands. And so you have troops that have been in a battle zone, have been in a war zone, and have all the attendant miseries that go with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bush crime family is so corrupt and so criminal and so sick and so neo-Nazi that there's no telling what they would do if they did pull out. But I think we can all be certain of one thing, Tom, and that is that this administration has no intention of ever leaving Iraq, ever. They're building, is it 12 or 14 military bases there? They're there for the oil. They're there for the access to the Caspian Sea oil and in the other countries in that general geographical location.
Mm-hmm.
They have no intention of pulling out. This is nonsense. You know, reducing the troops by 10,000 means nothing.
Right. I didn't know the exact number. I thought maybe they're gonna, you know, pull out, but yet still the oil corporations are still gonna have their solid footing there. But But
well, if it were just a corporate presence there, they would be murdered and butchered quicker than you could say Saddam Hussein. It takes a military like the United States to protect the corporate interests, which is what we have been doing since the turn of the 19th century. This is what Smedley Butler, two-time winner of not winner but recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor, what he wrote about, what he talked about 100 years ago, the absolute bastardization of the Marine Corps during the Spanish-American War, during the wars against the people of Central America, not the wars engineered by Oliver North in the 80s. But the wars engineered in the 1880s and 1890s by whatever administration was in power then. Smedley Butler, who is the only soldier, only Marine ever to have won the Congressional Medal of Honor or achieved that level I don't want to say award, but got two Congressional Medals of Honor, was very quick to state how the Marine Corps and the Army and the U.S. military is used by corporate interests. So. Move the film ahead to 2005. The Bush crime family will maintain a military presence on these bases, sort of like 14 different green zones where the U.S. military is safe, or so they think. And then they will just make their little their forays out into in country to protect corporate interests. That's the plan. Anything else is a damn lie.
Right. Yeah. Now, having said that. The guy I work with said something to me really kind of troubling the other day, and he said, well, he says, Tom, once they've established and they've completed their mission in the Middle East, it's us here, us middle classers in the United States, that's whom they're going to go after next. Now, that's pretty frightening, isn't it?
Well, it is.
And it's begun to a certain degree, hasn't it?
Well, I think it has, and I think that's why it's so important to get these bastards out of office. Tom, I have to leave it right there. Thanks a lot for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. If we didn't get to your call tonight, I do apologize. It takes a while to get back up to speed, right? Anyway, thanks a lot for participating in the program tonight, no matter how you did that, even you lurkers. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Watch your back. Take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Abacore. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Abacore and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Abacore really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacore works. An Avacore Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacore free with your order. Call 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we